And this white fellow just walked out on the porch and this man killed him. Well, of course, we gave him the electric chair. So it wasn't very long, there was a fella came down and...
Before they had the electric chair, people were...
They hung them, hung with a rope.
Did you ever see that?
I never did see it. Myself, but they hung one up in Tufton. I heard them talking about an outer boy. And anyway, this man came down and wanted to know, wouldn't I be willing to change my opinion?
You wanted?
I was one of the jurors, see.
Okay.
And says, wouldn't you be willing to give him a sentence to serve on the road? I gave him a life sentence. I said, nope. I said, a man that's that mean, that will just shoot you for nothing, we don't need him in the world. I said, you're talking to the wrong man. So he went to see all those fellas, and he didn't get them to budge a bit. And he was executed. And it's like I say, you've got so much meanness that's going on today.
Well, I suspect it was a lot worse then. I mean,
Well, you know, when I was a boy, they used to have what they call a Coley Moken 9 on them. And I used to hear them talking about that thing. A lot of them lived between Bluffton and Blakely.
Mm-hmm.
And that Coley Moken 9, son, I heard them talking about like if somebody had gone in your store and killed somebody, they'd find out by just who he was, they'd kill him that night. Yes, sir. They didn't play. I ain't joking.
My granddaddy said he remember taking a man in to kill one of his niggers one time. He remember that stabbing guy was crazy, that sort of thing. But things were a lot rougher back in those days.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. I'm gonna tell you something. It's like this about if you take my dad-in-law, Mr. Eli Giesner. He used to be the police here. And Mr. Giesner was a fellow. He was a mighty good fellow. And everybody knew him, loved him. Son Cap Giesner would get you. And he could take his fist and knock the bark off of a tree out there and never skin his knuckle. And I saw him knock one down there one day with his fist. It didn't take but one dick. And he arrested him, carried him around there and put him in the jail. The little calaboose I had.
Yeah.
Set him down in a chair, left the door wide open. Said, all right, buddy. Said, you better be here when I come back, too. Said, I'm going to leave this door open. And somebody went by and saw him sitting in there. Said, why don't you get up and go? Says, I wouldn't stay in there. Said, yes, you would if Mr. Giesen put you in here. Said, if you didn't, said, you'd wish you had. And he wouldn't come out of there. But I don't know. That dad-in-law, he was a good fellow. But there was he. And yeah, brother, they call him Bud. Bud Giesner.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both thinking. And that Coley Moken 9, Daniel, I've heard numbers and numbers of people talk about.
Yeah, a little town, Coley Moken.
You know where Coley Moken is. Go down yonder and blow Bluffton and turn to the right.